The sheet was covered in orange hair. I was walking on hair and hair was stuck to my shoes. All the old dye had been cut away. The sparse tufts that clung to Miss Winter's scalp were pure white. I took the towel away and blew the stray bits of hair from the back of her neck. "Give me the mirror," Miss Winter said. I handed her the looking glass. With her hair shorn, she looked like a grizzled child. She stared at the glass. Her eyes met her own, naked and somber. And she looked at herself for a long time. Then she put the mirror, glass side down, on the table.
"That is exactly what I wanted. Thank you, Margaret."
I left her, and when I went back to my room, I thought about the boy. I thought about him and Adeline, and I thought about him and Emmeline. Then I thought about Aurelius, found as an infant, wearing an old-fashioned garment and wrapped in a satchel with a spoon from Angelfield and a page of Jane Eyre. I thought about it all at length, but for all my thinking, I did not arrive at any conclusion. One thing did occur to me, though, in one of those unfathomable sidesteps of the mind. I remembered what it was Aurelius had said the last time I was at Angelfield. "I just wish there was someone to tell me the truth." And I found its echo. Tell me the truth. The boy in the brown suit. Now that would explain why the Banbury Herald had no record of the interview their young reporter had gone to Yorkshire for. He wasn't a reporter at all. It was Aurelius all along.